Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. But the Lord said to me, "Do not fear him, for I have given him and all his people and his land into your hand. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon." So the Lord our God gave into our hand Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we smote him until no survivor was left to him. And we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, the whole region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides very many unwalled villages. And we utterly destroyed them, as we did to Sihon, the king of Heshbon, destroying every city, men, women, and children. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities we took as our booty. So we took the land at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, while the Amorites call it Sinir. All the cities of the table land, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, as far as the Salika and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, the king of Bashan, was left of the remnant of the Rephaim. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbah of the Amorites? 9 cubits was its length, and 4 cubits its breadth, according to the common cubit. When we took possession of this land at that time, I gave to the Reubenites and the Gadites the territory beginning at Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and half the hill country of Gilead with its cities, the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, that is, the region of the Argob, I have given to the half tribe of Manasseh. The whole of that Bashan is called the land of Rephaim. Jair the Manassite took all the region of Argob, that is, Bashan, as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and called the villages after his own name, Havoth Jair, as it is to this day. To Machir I gave Gilead, and to the Reubenites and the Gadites I gave the territory from Gilead as far as the valley of Arnon, with the middle of the valley as a boundary, as far over as the river Jabbok, the boundary of the Ammonites, the Arabah also with the Jordan as the boundary, from Chinnereth, as far as the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, under the slopes of Pisgah on the east. And I commanded you at this time, saying, "The Lord your God has given you this land to possess. All your men of valor shall pass over armed before your brethren, the people of Israel. But your wives, your little ones, and your cattle, I know that you have many cattle, shall remain in the cities which I have given you, until the Lord gives rest to your brethren, as to you. And they also occupy the land which the Lord your God gives them beyond the Jordan. Then you shall return every man to his possession, which I have given you." And I commanded Joshua at that time, "Your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. So will the Lord do to all the kingdoms into which you are going over. You shall not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you." And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, "O Lord God, thou hast only begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as thine? Let me go over, I pray, and see the good land beyond the Jordan, that goodly hill country and Lebanon." But the Lord was angry with me on your account, and would not hearken to me. And the Lord said to me, "Let it suffice you, speak no more to me of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift up your eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward, and behold it with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan. But charge Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, For he shall go over at the head of this people, and he shall put them in possession of the land which you shall see. So we remained in the valley opposite Beth Peor.